Jesus' name. Ever thought of yourself as trapped by your own history? Ever wondered if something in your history kind of dooms you to repeat it? Here's what I mean. Some of you know, I grew up in an alcoholic family. My dad, when drunk, became quite aggressive with both my mom and I, and both of us feared quite a bit for our safety. So I grew up with that as my experience, and that was indeed part of my history, and still is. In my first year at St. Paul's College, Concordia, Missouri, I was caught up in a campus-wide alcohol bust. Never mind what this was, a classmate and now retired pastor, Alan Helwege, had invited me to his home for Thanksgiving, and what we brought back was wine made by his pastor father. But we were busted, and a letter was sent to my guardian, an aunt, and an uncle. They wrote back something like this: "We were always afraid that you would grow up to be like your dad, and now we see it has come to pass. We are very disappointed in you after all we have done for you." No matter that they missed the point, they were invoking history, and they believed that I was a slave to it. I thought so too. So I determined to leave St. Paul's College, Concordia, Missouri, return to Maryland, and find another way in life, likely and fatally following my dad's alcohol footsteps. History repeats itself, right? Calmer and more spiritual heads and hearts prevailed, though, and the rest is a different history than would have been expected. Imprisoned and gripped by looking back to my history, I could have been chained to it. Fact is, I wasn't. You have anything going on like that for you? Grow up in a blue-collar environment and feel out of place in all this white-collar culture? Told your undergraduate history, during it, that you're not a very good student and you'll not ever get really good grades, and at that rate, you'll just be a marginal deaconess or pastor? Think that what you've done in your past will continue to haunt you or flatten your capacity for doing well, destroying your feeling peaceful and offering effective ministry? Have conflict chronically in your marriage or in your relationships that repeat, and you wonder if you are doomed to chronic marital conflict? Done some things that haunt you, or repeat now even, or you are afraid will because of your history? Being a slave to what has been or to its memory sometimes inhibits or depresses or darkens the future. Isaiah 43. "Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" Our God, who redeems and restores Israel, promises to Israel a new thing, so it won't even be necessary to look back at the Exodus because the new thing will be so wonderful. A new thing is coming, and it springs forth even now. The new thing eventually in Jesus Christ, the new thing, the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the new thing, the gospel extends to the whole world and to all people, the new thing, your baptism, and you being a new creature. Baptized, redeemed, loved, embraced, a new thing is growing, and in you a new person is rising up. You are changing and growing as the Spirit is active in your life through your baptism, through sacrament and word, through the community that is the body of Christ. A new thing, a new person is springing up and growing. God takes your history and mine and refashions it in Christ, continues to bathe it in the waters of baptism, changes its natural course by word and sacrament, and supports the new thing happening through the community of believers, his body. St. Paul says so. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, new things have come. History is always to be faced and always put in its place. Where it is good and helpful, it is to be celebrated. Where it is hard and defeating, it needs to be redeemed. But it never, ever controls your destiny and your being. The promise of God, the redemption of Jesus, the Holy Spirit's action, the support of the community of the body of Christ, through all these things, God continues to do something new in your life and in mine. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? Amen.